We fear for ourselves because we have no rights. We fear because we're classified illegal. We have no papers, no legality. We fear photos being taken. No faces, no faces, we shout, because to know us is to deport us. We fear because anyone can take advantage of us, become our friend, and help us for a price. We fear that all we have left is our dignity, and it's always vulnerable. In a shelter, they tell us to sleep and shut up, so we return to the street, and we fear for losing ourselves. We erect our own camps, but fear that we are trapped like animals by prejudice and illegality. We hunt for work, food, and papers to set us free. We fear the authorities each time they drive us out, trash our belongings and our tents. But we return and start again. Everywhere, they build walls of fear to intimidate us, to try to keep us out. We, who they colonized, we, who they terrorized, we, who they abused, exploited, and still shun. Do they think that after all we have suffered, a wall will stop us? That we will remain fearful for the rest of our lives? No wall can keep the desperate from escaping misery, pain, violence, and death. We will find the weak spots, the cracks, the light, and we will push through. We've been afraid too long. Now, we are becoming fearless, with nothing left to lose, nothing left to fear, and nothing left to lose, nothing left to fear, and nothing left to lose.
I was living in a sanctuary and a church for 3 years and 9 months and 22 days. After this, I got my freedom.